Always nice to see a familiar face in the studio, and straight out of Clavette, we got Kieran Gardner back in here. Welcome back, buddy.
It's always great to be back.
Yeah, so you just got back from a little roadie in Alberta. You were doing a few shows with Braden King.
Yeah, no, it was an awesome time, great experience. I mean, Braden and his guys are the best, and just lots of new venues, new experiences, and it was a good time.
No kidding. So what all cities did you play in when you were over there?
Well, we actually kicked it off in Regina, and then we played in Calgary, Lethbridge, Edmonton, Lloydminster.
And who had the best turnout?
I want to say Lloydminster had the best turnout. Yeah.
Ooh, nice. They come out to party.
They sure did. Edmonton, always Cook County, is always pretty solid too. So.
Oh yeah, no. Always love a good night out. Beyond that, like I don't think we've talked since last year. How was your holiday season?
Holiday season was great. I mean, we had a big sold out show at the Capitol too, end of January.
Yes.
That was a great time. And then we just went straight into kind of learning to be on the road with Braden and those guys. And since then, we have a pretty quiet next few months here. Just get some writing done and try to work towards maybe a record at the end of the year.
Ooh, I love the sound of that. And going back to what you said, learning to be on the road with Braden. How many things did you learn?
Lots.
He showed you the ropes?
He really did. He's like, especially we did the 3-day weekend, which was Lethbridge, Edmonton, and Lloyd, and kind of making sure your voice stays good and still learning to have lots of fun. And I mean, like driving 20 hours in a weekend will really get to you. So,
oh, yes.
But by the end of it, we exploring new cities and all sorts of stuff like that. Like it was really, truly probably one of the best experiences I've had. And like those guys, I just said be brutal. Honest about our performance, and they gave us kind of what we could work on every night, and then we came back the next night stronger. So I mean, even like our Lethbridge show to the end, our Lloyd show, there's big changes there. So
isn't that so nice too when people aren't just fluffing it up like, oh, that was so awesome, and actually telling you like, hey, you could have worked on this could have been better, and then you're a better artist because of it.
Well, really, yeah, like we took exactly they're our biggest critics, and we took all their advice and really kind of went to work on it and came back every night stronger and stronger, and it was a great feeling actually. So
well, we're talking about your current song, which we have now on Ride It or Bucket, so people get to vote. Runaway Diesel, congratulations on the release.
Thanks. Yeah, it was a great time putting this song together, so we're super pumped about it.
I gotta say the cover art's really fun too.
Thanks. Yeah. We had a little bit of fun with AI on that one.
Yeah, it's just insane what that can spit out. You give it some prompts, and were there any like unhinged results from the AI?
Oh yeah, there was some crazy I don't know, we put in a few different things, and then once you tell it to do one thing, it won't stop doing it, and yeah, so it took a few hours for sure, but we were happy with the result. We did a little editing ourselves as
well. Yeah, oh, for sure. Like, you gotta. Runaway Diesel, tell me about this. How did this come about? Where did this come from?
So it actually kind of started with the band. I always write some pretty sad songs. I don't know if you people have heard the rest of my songs I have out now. They're like, we got to kick it up a notch. I was like, okay. And then one day we were on a spare when I was in high school, and one of my friends said, you should write a song called Runaway D's. And I was like, yeah, sure. So I was like,
it's a catchy name.
It is. It really is. And I was like, I'm going to write this song. And then had kind of a pretty solid start. And then I ended up scrapping it all and starting brand new. And that's what we ended up with now. A little more high pace, some pretty sweet guitar solo in there.
Yeah, I love that. Who is on guitar for this one?
One of my best friends, Trey. Yeah, he's our lead player live too.
Yeah.
He's just grew up in Clavette, so.
And then you guys you sat in the studio with Matt Facca to put this one together.
Yeah, Matt once again brings all our dreams to life, and
yes.
Yeah, it's great. Always great time with Matt. He really knows what he's doing.
Isn't it great when you have a producer that knows you, knows your style, and just makes the magic happen?
Well, and he's just got so many other just like little tips and tricks. Like, we recorded drums, and I brought my girlfriend with me, and he gave her a mic, and he said, hide it anywhere in this room, and she put it in the cabinet just beside. And they ended up using that mic. They had like mics all over the room, random spots to just get all the cool little sounds and stuff. So
that's so cool. Like, so many producers out there with like really artistic ideas, right?
Yeah. I mean, Matt's got like, he's got a whole wall of just like weird guitar pedals that me, him, and Trey went through for like probably 45 minutes after we recorded vocals, and we just went through all the cool ones, and he's like, yeah, get rid of maybe some of these, but I just can't bring myself to do it.
And once you get into the realm of audio nerdery and nerding out about that kind of stuff, like, it's a rabbit hole.
Oh, it really is. And Matt's probably one of the worst for that. He's like, I got so much stuff I don't need, but I can never get rid of it. I was like, I know.
I love it.
Yeah.
So just wrapped up the road trip. We have the single out, gonna lay low for a little bit, but really, really, really excited to see what else you have up your sleeves for the remainder of the year. You said possible release by the end of the year.
Yeah, it's kind of, the idea has been thrown around a bit, and is just starting to kind of get to work on it, maybe get a feel for maybe see if that's possible for the end of the year. I guess only time will tell.
Well, Kieran, Aaron Gardner, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to come by and chat with us. Best of luck with Runaway Diesel.
Thank you very much.
And I hope you, as we lift out of winter and into springtime, I hope you have the best of times, buddy.
Yeah, you too, man.